Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Falsely blaming Trump for the economic ruinization, the economic devastation that it was caused by the Chinese, its virus, and the Democrats taking control of the pandemic as they peddled this to ensure the possibility of Trump's loss and denial of re-election. So yes, they will do anything and everything because the other opponent that Trump has is hatred. So this vile nature of hating him so much. But they didn't seem to mind that personality when he was on the highly rated, even at one time, the number one television show, Celebrity Apprentice. And at first they didn't mind him as a candidate because they thought, wow, he's not going to get the nomination, but he might be able to help destroy the other Republican. So it's this heinous hatred that is driving the Democrats. And it's a lot less about Biden and even Kamala Harris than it is about just no matter what it takes. Oh, the other thing that Trump is up against is open voting. Basically, most places within the United States, you've got a month to vote. Now, if that was the law, I don't have a problem with having more time to vote. Matter of fact, I'd like to see something where it's for an entire weekend, but to have an entire month. Now, bear in mind, you've got a lot of lazy people. And yes, a lot of them are on the left. And many of them are admitting. Some of them are sports guys and gals that are athletes. Some of them are entertainers. And some say they've rarely or never have voted. But they sure would yell a lot about the politics, policies. But they weren't even motivated enough or inspired or even have enough energy to get out of the bed or get off their couch and go to the voting booth. So what's happening now is there's so much advertising. There is so much get out the vote. I'm not even going to discuss in detail all the triple and quadruple and maybe 10 or 20 ballots that might be cast and the dumping of ballots for a particular candidate. And we've already seen some of these mishaps and some of these intentional sabotage of the vote. But let me just continue a little bit further with this idea. And that is that if you have this much time and you have this much money being spent to recruit people and to motivate people and to drive that hatred to the ballot box, or at least getting a ballot and mailing it in, the turnout already, it appears it's going to be record turnout. Now, I don't believe that bodes well for Trump because I think that, sadly, looking at the demographics of this country, not, you know, it was completely different during Reagan's time, during the Reagan era. But Trump narrowly won in a few battleground states that gave him the electoral victory. But now the enemy, and yes, they are the enemy of the Republic and they are the enemy of this administration and of anyone that believes in true populism, constitutional conservatism. So they know where Trump narrowly won. The money is being spent. The surrogates are out. Even Biden is getting his message out. And same with Kamala Harris. So I don't know how Trump wins this. He wasn't given the set of circumstances that are extraordinary, that are certainly outside his control. You know, the China virus and its effect on his number one selling point, the economy. So I believe it was by design. This wasn't just by happenstance, nor do I believe it was just the Democrats seizing on an opportunity. I think that this was a planned pandemic to be released, to wreak this kind of havoc and devastation. And what better way to destroy the number one tool in his toolbox, and that's the economy. And so they've been able to wreak havoc on the health of this country, to wreak havoc, more importantly, in terms of his strongest suit, and that is the economy. And then because of the pandemic, you can get all this underbelly and all these folks that have never voted or so rarely have ever voted, to get them mobilized and get them out there for Biden. But you have to realize that the majority of the Trump supporters and are voters, registered voters, that are patriotic. It's really difficult for Trump to do the same because that's not his base. Now, yes, I think the RNC, the Republican National Convention, did a fantastic job. I think his second debate has helped. I think the rally, as I mentioned earlier, indirectly helped. The rallies themselves are not game changers like they were the first time around because he's basically preaching to the choir. These are already 99.9%, maybe you could even say 100%, every attendee at a rally is already voting for him. But yeah, this extended period of voting, which is unprecedented, and all the advertising to get these people out of bed and off the couches to do this, and then driving it by blaming him for the virus, the media taking a blind approach to focusing on any Biden past or present mistakes or problems as it relates to his sons, and now he's the big guy, his financial criminal dealings. It really is a criminal enterprise, he and his son and others of the family. I used to mention that in the past there was the Bush crime family, but the Biden crime family makes them pale in comparison. But it looks like they're going to try to just continue to say Russia, Russia. It's Russian disinformation, and that none of these emails, Hillary's emails didn't matter, so why would Hunter's emails involving his father matter? So nothing matters unless it's Trump, Trump, Trump. That's where we stand. So the media are collaborators, co-conspirators, and I'll tell you, Trump has so many opponents, how can he knock them all out? And then, of course, he, as I mentioned many times, he gets in his own way. And I don't think there's really any great strategic minds that are guiding him with his reelection strategy. I mean, he's working hard. I'll give him an A+, you know, for effort. It's amazing how he has the energy to get out there and really talk to the people directly and does a fantastic job with his rallies. And if you were to ask me, I'd say it's looking more like Biden is got a 60% chance of winning. Trump 40. If you'd asked me pre-pandemic, I'd have said he would have beaten this bum in a landslide. So that's a sad, sorry state of affairs that we are in politically if you're a Trump supporter. Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. And I'm adding this to the last two episodes, including this very one you're listening to, because those two were recorded at a earlier date. I'd almost forgotten that I'd recorded that, but I wanted to share that with you for election day. But even though I had stated that Trump has multiple opponents, you know, beyond the radical Dem left, Biden, the placeholder, empty vessel, basement dwelling, hideout, nearly non-existent candidate, you have the China plague, the China virus, you have the anarchists, the Antifa, BLM, mobilization and radicalization of America, the media mob, the never Trumpers, so many anti-America forces that he's had to fend off, that he's had to actually fight for his reelection. But I've been watching very closely the energy behind these rallies, the Trump glow, because of the optimism and the hope and the Americana, you know, the America first, pro-America, pro-family, pro-country, pro-constitution, pro-freedom, liberty nation versus lockdown nation. Trump is fighting for every vote. Trump is the guy that's actually wanting this more, that's willing this more. And based on everything that I sense, beyond all the media hype, distortion, disinformation, and dishonesty, I'm going to switch that 60% chance of Biden winning, 40% Trump, to a Trump win, a decisive win, because I'm going a little bit on faith, but I'm also going a little bit on instinct and my thus far political savvy predictions. So when we play back the tape, because this is election day, more pivotal as it relates to our country, our freedom, our future, than anything else I can imagine. So I stand by my bottom line, election day, prognostication, prediction, spoiler alert, Trump wins. And he may win Pennsylvania again. He will win Florida. He's going to continue breaking down the blue wall in the Midwest, the Rust Belt. And it's not only his energy, but it's his energy policies. So I predict a Trump win, regardless of all the satanic, the demonic, and un-American forces that are trying to undermine and sabotage and steal this election. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. God bless America. God bless this great country, our history, our heroes, and future forward.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.